lovely. I've got it's a nice overcast day, and I'm having some Kona blend.
That sounds nice.
Thinking of Hawaii. It's a good place to be, I guess.
I'm trying to remember when and we met in New York. I'm
Right,
trying to
that
remember.
Presence Gallery,
Yeah.
it was 2011.
Okay. Yeah, the years are all
Yeah,
blending
and
together, so I can't keep
right,
anything straight.
it was something that
It
Jason
was,
Brogan
and
and
Manfred's Feast
others
was on
had,
there.
yeah, they had put together kind of a little mini tour, mainly as just a as a kind of enticement for me and Manfred to come together
Oh,
on the East
nice.
Coast, which was just a lovely premise. And so it was just Sam and Jason and Manfred and me just doing a bunch of strange things
It was great.
in different contexts between the sort of Charleston area and then in up into Brooklyn, Philadelphia. So it was at Presence Gallery at that old space that John Hastings used to run, and
Yeah.
yeah, that was like the more that was like one of the more formal little concert events that we did.
No, that
But
was
right,
wonderful.
it was I think it was May. It must have been like May of 2011.
Yeah, that sounds right. Yeah, it's there have been so many little trips and everything, and I feel like it's been like a it's getting closer to a decade that I've been sort of out of school than than I'm comfortable realizing. And just it's all blending together. It's nice just to place it.
Yeah,
So yeah, I'm
it's a
just trying
blur, but I
it,
just
but.
remember. Yeah, that was distinct because you were. I mean, I don't know. It's funny that when I like remember these things because they're all such little precise, little constellations. I don't know. This has happened a few times where it's just a bunch of people from different places that you know I hardly know or have never met or maybe knew vaguely about or maybe knew, you know, quite well, but only briefly, and suddenly everything just kind of materializes for a
Right,
moment. I remember,
yeah.
like, you were there. Doug Barrett, I think, was there.
Oh, is
Maybe he
that?
wasn't.
Yeah, he could have been
Maybe
there.
he
I think.
wasn't.
Well, I feel like that's right around the time that I got to know him, and he would sort of turn
Oh,
up, and
okay.
I'd see him. So he could have either been there or
Maybe
not.
he was there. Craig Sheppard was there.
Oh, that could be
And
too. Yeah.
I hadn't gotten to know him at all. Maybe I had met him once in Dusseldorf. I don't know, but he was there, and I just remember it was so sweet because the sort of the context of our sort of interaction that at that event was that I guess I just sort of there was no restriction in the peace of mind that we did on you know who could participate and not, so I didn't want to arbitrarily impose and say it was just the four of us performing it, so
Right.
it's like there's no reason why it shouldn't include anyone and anything else in the vicinity that might want to participate, so that the score was just passed out but like in the program, and I think he was the one person who just sort of decided it just occurred to him that he could also be performing the piece, and he
Oh,
did.
that's great.
And he was reading, you know, he figured it out and was just reading, you know, dribs and drabs from the text that made up the score. I mean, it was just sort of this dispersed Ashbery poem, and there was a particular way. I mean, it was funny because it was a strange moment when I realized that the pieces that I was writing, while they looked like scores, they really weren't scores anymore because the things that I was, you know, indicating, as it were in effect already just kind of parenthetical articulations of what perhaps or perhaps not was already obviously a dynamic feature of the text that was there.
Oh,
So,
interesting.
you know, so it's like this that way of reading it, I thought was just it was just obvious to me, and I was just kind of stating the obvious, and my score was not really a score anymore because really the text was indicating that you could do those things and not me. I was just kind of, you know, parenthetically pointing to it, and so it's like why far be it for me to like to create a restriction when really the point was to just open up the vitality that was already kind of being indicated by the text. And so he just kind of and he just and he did. You know, he just joined us. He kind of proved that that was the nature of that piece. So
right, and he had,
all it took is one person doing that, you know. So
yeah,
just,
yeah, yeah.
Right. You know, you tell yourself, you have a discussion with the other musicians, and you think how great aesthetically, and oh, this is also, it's open and great. But then if somebody from the outside just kind of wanders in and starts doing it along with you without your having spoken, you know, it's just kind of wonderful.
Yeah, that's beautiful. There's so much in what I've been reading, what you sent me, and then I was looking in the Word Events book at what you wrote there. There's so much about sort of the how of, you know, how things happen and how it
That's an odd one. I mean, maybe we'll get into this, but I mean, I have a kind of uncomfortable relationship with these kind of publications, and that particular, it's funny that you mentioned that one, because that's only half the essay that I wrote.
Oh, really?
For whatever reason, that was never, you know, and you can never get a straight answer out of people. Find people, they're lovely people. I like John and James. I barely know them also, so it's just, well, I don't fully understand it. I assume it has something to do with the machinations of how these things come together by committee, and some other agency intercedes and says chop chop. But for whatever reason, it's only half the essay. Like,
really?
The front half and the back half are excluded.
Oh.
And so all they included, and I mean, I would understand if it was cut for length, if it were like some 20-page tract. But on the other hand, I see that Lamont Young and Gavin Bryars get just that. So,
well, Lamont Young's a squeaky wheel as it is, but
I mean, I hate to put it on the nose like that, but I mean, it's like, okay, they're okay. Clearly, it's not a space issue because.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was a, yeah, I don't know what went into that.
But for whatever, so I should send you the full essay, which is actually, I mean, it's funny. I mean, then the Open Space publishes the whole thing, of course, you know, no questions asked, but of course, who, I don't know.
Sees it.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's so weird. I you know, again, it's always ambivalent, but it's kind of strange that there's the one that leads to my being kind of censored inadvertently, and then there's the one that kind of is totally hospitable, but kind of shruggingly so. So, or I don't even know that it's shrug. I mean, no. I mean, you know, it's just Elaine Barkin happens to be a friend, and she's continually invited me to sort of contribute, and for whatever reason, we've had occasion to sort of keep coming back into that relationship, and it's been very, you know, I wouldn't have written that piece on Christian Wolfe and The Wedge if she hadn't prompted me to do so.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I mean, yeah. And then, so, you know, and it was just like, you know, the frustration that had been building about, like, why did only the middle half of that essay get printed in the publication that, you know, that sort of commissioned me, in effect, to write it?
Did they tell you it was only that part? Or did it just appear and you're like, oh, it's...
They sent me a proof, and I'm like, where's the rest of the essay? And then there was kind of no answer. I mean, I guess things just get away from people is the lesson, but
I
wonder why make the pretense. You know, then I just feel like, well, why make all the fuss of, you know? I mean, it's really not a big deal, but it's just, you just happened to mention that text.
Yeah,
I thought,
yeah.
Oh, interesting.
No, I just had it on my bookshelf.
That's sort of a can of worms that kind of illustrates the kind of ambivalent feeling that I have about the sort of, I don't know, relationship of who we are and what we do to kind of, I guess, the world of publication.
I'm feeling it too. I'm feeling it too.
I think it's on me for saying it. But I just want to clarify that I think they're dear people, and I don't in any way want to cast aspersions against them. I just feel like that's what emerges when these two things that are probably, you know, it's all very complicated, but there's maybe
there are ways
a clear
to do
principle
it
in the background where you see that these things are fundamentally antagonistic.
Yeah.
These prerogatives, the sort of scholarly on the one hand and the kind of, you know, the academic or quasi-academic and then the kind of creative and artistic on the other.
Yeah, and I've been feeling this for the last like
and
four
the
years.
The struggle is real.
The struggle is real. Yeah, just the idea of trying to pin something down and put something into like a fixed form that is not in itself fixable. And, you know,
right.
no two people have the same definition of experimental music, and here I am
exactly.
trying to, like, write a book about it, and there's never going to be an agreement. But what I was trying to do was just articulate enough to be more, that people might find they had a place in it, or that it had a place in their lives, and just to try to set something down as an invitation, not as a definition. And I don't know if that's happened, but that's the conversation I kept having with myself.
Right.
So it's, yeah.
But it's a conversation that, you know, that goes on in various ways. You know, for instance, when we kind of meet on a dark street in Brooklyn, you know, out of the blue, I mean, I just feel like there's a very real kind of scene for that conversation to always be unfolding, because that's always what happens when people come together, right?
Yeah. It should be, at the very least. Yeah. And I guess, I mean, we can maybe just jump into the questions.
And I know there's like frustration with that, because, I mean, there's always the feeling like, oh gosh, I wish this could be more elaborated. I wish this could be less temporary or less momentary and fleeting.
Yeah.
But I wonder if it isn't just the nature of that kind of community.
I always feel such a sadness when something is over, if something has worked well, or if there's an event or something, and you feel like finally I'm with people who understand what I care about and care about it too, and I don't need to explain myself. And now we're all going back home. And
yeah.
It's just suddenly gone, but it still happened.
It is, yeah, it's kind of a lonely place.
It is.
It's my favorite. It's one of my favorite films, In a Lonely Place.
Oh, that's what it's called?
It's a Nicholas Ray film.
Okay,
it came out the same year as Sunset Boulevard, and
oh,
so
really?
Its reputation is largely eclipsed by it. But they're kind of about the same thing, but this is a less, it's sort of a grittier and darker vision, maybe more psychological.
Interesting.
In less obvious ways. It has an incredible Gloria Graham performance.
Oh, really? I should watch
that. It's Humphrey Bogart, but I mean, what's his name? There's a great a queer cinema historian who just has a book out, and it's a book called, I mean, he's dead, but it was reissued called Cruising the Movies. What's his name? You can look him up. Hey,
yeah.
You're at the computer. Look him up.
Yeah, I'm going to look him up. So you're not at Boyd McDonald?
Boyd McDonald,
okay.
Exactly. And I just came across the little bit that he wrote on In a Lonely Place, and he said that the real man in that film isn't Humphrey Bogart, but Gloria Graham. And I just it just gave me chills. It's just that's so right. I mean, I was totally seduced by that performance, and she's like a masculine ideal for me in that
really?
Film. It's just incredible.
I gotta watch that.
Yeah, and it's got a great George Antheil score as well.
Yeah.
I don't know, and then you can read about the circumstances of the production as well, which are also kind of fascinating, but a little tawdry. I don't know. Off topic.
I don't want to
sully anybody's character by just dredging all that up here. That is kind of fun to read about. It's all there on Wikipedia.
Oh, that sounds great.
Sorry, I didn't mean to go down that rabbit hole.
No. I like it. So should we just jump in and we may go? I'll start off.
Sure,
with the
I thought we already had. Okay.